107.7 Today FM. I'm Kate in the studio with me. It is so nice to meet you. It's Nathan Bean, a student at SDSS at Stratford District Secondary School. How are you, Nathan?
I'm fantastic. Thank you for having me on.
So what grade are you in, Nathan?
I'm in grade 12, so it's my last year.
Oh my gosh. How are you feeling about that?
A little nervous, but also excited.
Well, you seem like a smart kid. You'll be fine.
Thank you.
So Nathan, are you the coordinator of this event we're going to talk about?
I've been organizing this since last April, so it's a board-wide project. There are three other high schools, Listowel, Clinton, and Exeter are all participating. So it's been a long time coming.
Amazing.
We're very excited.
Okay, so let's dive right into it. Tomorrow at SDSS, you have organized an e-waste collection initiative. So Nathan, how would you define e-waste?
E-waste stands for electronic waste. So if you think of something, anything technology related, so your old printer, phones, chargers, anything like that is electronic waste.
Yeah, okay.
And batteries.
And batteries,
batteries,
yes.
Is a big one.
Nathan was telling me, you know, sometimes you just throw those batteries in the garbage. That's pretty dangerous.
Fire hazard.
You know, we have buckets of batteries in our homes that we might not know what to do with. How do we get rid of them? This is a great opportunity to get rid of that bucket of batteries in your home.
Absolutely. So tomorrow, Friday, April 19th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., there's going to be a large gray bin outside the front of SDSS. You can pull in, drop off your e-waste, and head on out. It's really simple. We hope everyone comes out.
Awesome. And do you have assistance there that will be taking the e-waste out of the cars, or are you just doing that yourself?
It's an unmanned station, so you can just pop on out and you lift the lid up, throw in your e-waste, you know, your old printer, your old phone, computer, anything like that.
So there isn't attendance there. You
no.
do have to get out of the car, but it's still...
little bit of work.
A little bit of work, but still very simple and a really quick way to get rid of that e-waste that's laying around your house.
Mm-hmm.
So for an event like this at SDSS, where did you get the big bin that you want to shout out the people that gave you the bin for this collection event?
Yeah, we'd love to shout out Green Tech. They've been a huge support for us. They're covering 100% of the cost for this initiative. So they're dropping off the bins for free. They're picking them up and
wow.
they're handling all the recycling costs. So we really appreciate them. That's a big job for them. You know, four schools collecting those bins. So we really appreciate it.
Amazing. So what do we bring and what do we not bring to the e-waste collection?
This event is able to accept most e-waste. The big things not to bring are any large items, so TVs. Also avoid household appliances, so don't bring in your blender. And other than that, though, it's pretty open. If you have any old phones, charging cables, headphones, computers, anything like that, if you think of e-waste and it's in your home, you're probably able to bring it.
Okay, awesome. And so that's from 9 to 3 tomorrow at SDSS.
Mm-hmm.
And Nathan, why did you choose to do this? Why is this so important to be getting rid of our e-waste correctly?
We've been thinking about this as a student senate, so that's sort of the group within the board that's been organizing this. We've been trying to figure out an initiative, and this one came to us. We're, you know, a younger generation, and this is something technology is everywhere around
yes.
us. And we realized we have all this technology, but do we have the systems in place to recycle it?
Mm-hmm.
And we realized we don't really have the systems in place. People have to go out of their way to drop off e-waste. Sometimes it costs money to drop off and recycle. So this is something built around spring cleaning time that people can come out, fun little drive, and drop off their e-waste to properly recycle it. Because a lot of the resources within e-waste, you know, gold, silver, are very precious resources, and it's much better if we can recycle it versus mining new resources.
Yeah, and you don't want it ending up in the landfill.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Well, that's great and very topical because Earth Day is on Monday.
That is correct.
So, yeah, that's great. So 9 to 3 tomorrow on Friday, April 19th, you can drop off your e-waste, start gathering it up in your house, and right outside of SDSS, you can drop it off. That's great. Thank you so much, Nathan Bean
Thank
from
you.
SDSS.